Okay, everybody, today's daf is Yuma, daf Yud Zayin, and again, today's shir is B'schus Rav Shleima for Nami Meir Rav Asher of Karezel, for Shir Beth Varalea, and for Yehoshua Chaim ben Chana Yehudis. And we're here on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. If you remember, we had a machlokas between a Mishnah in Midos and a Mishnah in Tamid in describing where exactly the Lishchas HaTalayim was. The Mishnah in Tamid had said that the Lishchas HaTalayim in the Beis HaMoked, again, the Beis HaMoked is a squared off chamber, and had four rooms, one in each corner. So according to the Mishnah in Tamid, it said that the Lishchas HaTalayim, the place where you get the sheep for the Korban Tamid, that was in the northwest. And the one in Midos said that it was in the southwest. And originally we had to resolve that stira by saying that the Tana who wrote all the Mishnayos in Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now we're going to say a different possibility. So we're two lines down on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Ada Breder of Yitzchak Amar, he says the following, that Hay Lishcha Aktsui Maktsie. What that means is that basically that room was not as, it was much bigger than all the other rooms. It was on the western side, but it extended both towards the north and towards the south. And therefore, Udeasi Mitzafon, if you came into the Beis HaMoked, into the courtyard, shall we say, with the four rooms. If you came to the courtyard from the north, so then if you look to your right, you saw that long chamber on your right on the western side. It looked like it was in the south, and that's why the Mishnah in Midos says it was in the southwest. And if you came from the south, since it also extended towards the north, it was very long. So then it looked like it was in the northwest. And that's the Mishnah in Tamid that says that the Lishchas HaTzlaim was in the northwest. And it makes sense that it actually was mostly, the majority of the room was in the southwest. Mimai, how do you, why? Midraminon, lechem apanim, alechem apanim, umashnina. Because, if you noticed, we have a stira between those Mishnayos, not only for the Lishchas HaTzlaim, but also for the Lechem Aponim. Not a stira necessarily, but it seems to be unclear exactly according to those two Mishnayos. Because again, if you look again, the Mishnah in Tamid is on Tesayin on the base, and the one in Midos runs onto Tesvav on the base. And the Mishnah of Midos runs on to Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah of Midos says very clearly that the Lishcha, the room, the chamber where they made the Lechem Aponim was in the southeast. The Mishnah, because it lists off all of the actual locations of all the rooms. The Mishnah in Tamid, however, just gives one location. It says that the Lishchas HaTzlaim was in the northwest. And then it lists all four of the rooms. Right, it says that Lishchas HaTzlaim, Lishchas HaChosamos, where they got the receipts, Lishchas Beis HaMoked, where there was a fire, and then Lishchas Lechem Aponim is last. Now the question is, right, where is that? Meaning we assume that the Mishnah is listing it in some order of location. So what's the deal with those two Mishnayos? Where exactly was the Lishchas Lechem Aponim? And so Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Mark Kachashiv Derech Yemin, Mark Kachashiv Derech Small. Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, says there's no stira between the Mishnah in Midos and the Mishnah in Tamid. The Mishnah in Midos is going counterclockwise, and the Mishnah in Tamid is going clockwise. So therefore, if you start with, again, the first thing that's mentioned is the Lishchas HaTzlaim in the Mishnah in Midos. So that is mentioned, that's in the southwest. Then it goes on to the Lishcha that was in the southeast. Then it goes to northeast. Then it goes to northwest. That's the actual Beferish list. So southwest, southeast, northeast, northwest, right? That if you draw that out, right? Just if you imagine it in your brain, right? Southwest, southeast, northeast, northwest, that's counterclockwise. But the Mishnah in Tamid, right, says Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, is going counterclockwise. And therefore, it starts with the Lishchas HaTzlaim, right? Then, and the last one is the Lishchas Lechem Aponim. Now, if the Lishchas HaTzlaim is as written in the Mishnah in Tamid as in the northwest, so then it's going to end up, right, if you go clockwise, so northwest, northeast, southeast, southwest. Then it ends up that the Lishchas Lechem Aponim is in the southwest. And that goes against the Mishnah in Midos that says it was in the southeast. But if you tell me that the Lishchas HaTzlaim actually was majority in the southwest, and then you count that way, well then, when you go clockwise with starting from the southwest, then you go north, the southwest, northwest, northeast, and southeast. While the fourth one, right, in our list is the Lishkas Lechem Apanim, which would end up in the southeast. That's exactly like the Mishnah in Midos that says that the Lishkas Lechem Apanim was in the southeast. So that's how Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua explains, right, that it must be that, the, again, to line up the location of the Lishkas Lechem Apanim in both Mishnayos, you need to start off with the Lishkas Atlayim in the southwest. That's why it makes sense, Mistavra de Ma'arav is Deromis, and it makes sense that the Lishkas Atlayim, the place they took the sheep from, was in the southwest. Okay? And another Gemara kind of keeps on explaining what I just explained, but let's just read it inside it on the base. Iyamris Bishlam, if you would say that Ma'arav is Deromis, that it started out in the southwest, right? So then, Havi Hainu Dimitaritz Lechem Apanim, Alechem Apanim. Then, again, as I pointed out, if you start the clockwise list in the Mishnah in Tamid from the southwest, so then it all lines up. And the Leshchas Lechem Apanim ends up in the southeast, just like the Mishnah in Midos. Ela I Amos Tzifonis Marabas, but if you tell me that it start, you start the count in the Mishnah in Tamid in the northwest, so then Havi Sof Sof, or my truth is Lechem Apanim, right? So then what Rav Huna, what was it? Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua said, doesn't line up, doesn't make any sense. It doesn't actually help resolve the stira. So Allah Shmaminat, Ma'arav is Deromis, Havya Shmaminat. So apparently you see, right, it's clear that that the Lishkas Atlayim was mostly in the southwest, and that from what we've just learned. The Gemara says, one second, I don't understand. You just told me that one Mishnah tells me that the list is clockwise, and another Mishnah tells me that the list is counterclockwise. But didn't we see a couple of blad ago, Vamar Mar, Kopino, Shatapona, Lohiu, Eladerach, Yemin, the Mizrach, right? And when you're talking about Devar Shabakdusha, things in the Beis HaMikdash, right, we apply this halacha to, let's say, when walking with the same Torah as well nowadays, but you always turn to the right. That we talked about, right, by the Mizbech, by which corner of the coin would arrive at, by the one sprinkling the blood. Right? You have to always turn to the right. So what do you mean? You can tell me clockwise, counterclockwise? You always have to go to the right. How could you tell me that you could, the list is towards the left? So Zohar Kumar says, yeah, honey mili ba'avoda. That's only when you're doing the avoda. But no, it says over here by the Mishnah, that's just a list, right? We're just taking stock and listing off rooms, right? So that rule doesn't apply, right? That rule only applies in the vote, the Beis HaMikdash, right, to give cover, right, to turn to the right. Okay. Now, if you know the Mishnah had said, Kohen Gadol makriv chelik barosh, v'notol chelik barosh. Now, the Kohen Gadol can take whatever he wants. He can choose, even though he's not obligated to do all the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, he can step up and be like, all right, I'm going to do this avoda. Or he can take this matana, he can take this gift, that's, let's say a gift from a korban or whatever. He's allowed to get first dibs. So, Tanur Rabbanan would know that a braisa kitzad makriv, Chelik Barosh, right? How does that work? How does the Kohen Gadol do that, right? When he shows up and pushes, elbows people in the head and, right, gets to the front of the line? So simply, no. He says, Omer, he would say, Ola Zuani Makriv, Mincha Zuani Makriv. He just says, like, okay, all right, boys, I'm doing this Ola, I'm doing this Korban Mincha. Ketzad Noto Chelik Barosh, how does he take the first, the portions of that is given to the Kohanim? So simply, Omer, Chata Zuani Ochal, Asham Zeh, Ani Ochal. He just says, right, he steps up and says, I'm going to take this stuff, I'm taking, whatever it is. Again, the implication is that he can take as much as he wants. And that's already a discussion, but the implication is that he can take as much as he wants. If you know the Chala Mishte Chalos, he can also take Chala from the two Chalas that are brought on Shavuos, Reder Shteh Lechem. He can take one of them. Right, he can take one of arba or chamesh b'maisa lechem haponim, or he can take four or five from the lechem haponim. Again, the lechem haponim, there were 12 breads arranged on the shulchan. Right, he can take four or five of those, and the number is important. Rabbi Omer, we're going to see in a second that the Gemara is going to do a little math, simple math. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, the olim chamesh. Really, the Kohen Gadol takes five. Shenemar v'ha'isal Aaron u'levanav. Right, that it should be for, the lechem aponim should be for Aaron and his sons, right? Mechtel Aaron, but mechtel lebanav, right? Implying that Aaron and his sons get equal portions. The problem is that the Gemara is about to say hakuvakasha, that's a problem, but it doesn't actually address the math problem. Meaning, if Rebbe says that Aaron and his sons each get half of the lechem aponim, right, and they each get five, so there were 12 of them, right? So how does that work? So don't worry, the Gemara is going to explain that tomorrow, probably another, I think. I think so, tomorrow, there were two of the breads that did not get divvied up amongst the Kohanim. Okay, but either way, so Gufa Kasha, the Gemara asks a different question. First thing we said in the Braisa was that the Kohen Gadol takes one challah from the Shtei Alechem, i.e. half, right? So money, Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita, as we just pointed out at the end, right? The Rebbe says you get half, right? The Amar Palga Shokil, right? So that's what he, right? He takes half. But Ima Mitziyasa, well, what about the middle part of the Brisa, right? Arba Ochamesh, Mimaisa Lechem Apanim, right? The Tanakhama, right? The first Shita that we saw about the Lechem Apanim was that the Kohen Gadol could take four or five. Well, that's Asar LaRabanan. The Amri Lo Shokil Palga. That's apparently the Rabbanan Shita, right? It says he doesn't get half. Because what do you mean four? Right? Apparently, only Rebbe has this drasha. Tanakhama doesn't have this drasha. So, if you're telling me the Kohen Gadol takes four or five, so then there's no issue, no halacha that he has to take half. So, Ema Seifa, Rebbe Amar Lolam Chamesh. But then already we're back to Rebbe Shita, right? That says that he always has to take five of the lechem upon him, which again, as we pointed out, is half. So, one second, Reish of Seifa Rebbe Mitziyasa Rabbanan. I don't understand. So the first thing we said was the Kohen Gadol gets one out of two of the Lechem upon him. That's of the Shtei Lechem. That's half. Then we said that Kohen Gadol can take four or five of the Lechem upon him. That's not quite half. That's the Rabbanan. Then we went back and said that Rebbe says he gets five, which is half. So you're telling me that it's the order of the people saying halachos in the Brisa is Rebbe, and then the Rabbanan, and then Rebbe again? As Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. But so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Reishim, it's just Rabbanan. No, actually, the first two lines are the Rabbanan. That when we said that Rebbe takes one out of the two Shtei Alechem, not Rebbe, when the Kohen Gadol takes one out of two Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, and takes four or five of the Lechem Apanim breads, so that's the Rabbanan Shita, who says that the Kohen Gadol does not need to get half. But Umod Rabbanan Prusa Dalav Orech Ara LeMisra LeKohen Gadol. But why did the Rabbanan say that the Kohen Gadol gets half of the Shtei Alechem? Because it's not appropriate to give to break off a piece. Right? You only have two breads. Right? The Chachamim say you shouldn't give the Kohen Gadol half. Okay, but what are you going to do? You're going to break one of them in half? Right, so that's not appropriate. So therefore, that's the Kohen Gadol can take the entire half, right, even though that's not what the Chachamim say. Okay, we're going to go invite you on this discussion tomorrow, but that's pretty much it for now. And then we'll start another Mishnah tomorrow with Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.